This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Those who are listening on whatever type of devices they like to listen on, just a reminder that all cell phones are to be off, no disruptions. Lobbyists, and I don't see very many, must be wearing badges for the organization they're representing. Testifiers must sign the guest register and have pages distributed by have the pages distribute any handouts they have, and all testimony and questions will be addressed through the chair. I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senator Wismer?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Castleberry?
Here.
Kamak?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We have a quorum. At this time, the chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the previous session.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Kamak to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. This time's a big moment in the life of young people where they get to talk over internet land and tell people who they are, where they're from, and where they're going.
I'm Abby Moon. I'm from Wall, South Dakota, and I plan to attend SDSU next fall for nursing.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Riley Briggs. I'm from Pierre, and I plan on going to Lake Area Tech for Human Resources.
Very good. Both excellent choices on schools. So, good for you. Are there any personal privileges or announcements? Seeing none, we'll get to business. The first bill that we will be analyzing is House Bill 1178, revise the seller's property condition disclosure statement. Are there any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senator Chris Langer, District 25 in Del Rapids. I come before you this morning with a real estate disclosure change update that's a collaborative agreement. In my real life, I am a licensed real estate agent, so I'm not going to get into the details of the bill other than it's a good bill. It was time for a change. It's consumer protection, and I ask for your support of the bill.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Matt Krogman representing the South Dakota Association of Realtors. I have a couple handouts coming around for you. Basically, what's online is very difficult. I mean, basically, the text online is striking through the entire current property condition disclosure and then putting the proposed one underneath it. So what you're getting handed out is a hard copy. On the top of the first page, one of them says current, so that's currently what's being used in our market, throughout the state, not in our market. And then the second one is the proposed one that House Bill 1178 is proposing we revise to. We are here, thank you. So we are here asking for your support on House Bill 1178. Just so you know, I am a licensed broker back in my hometown. What has happened here is the current property disclosure has not been looked at, has not been revised since 2011. So we thought it was time to take a look. Our main goal with revising the property condition disclosure is basically for the consumers, to make it more accurate when the sellers fill it out, to make it hopefully easier to digest for buyers when they're looking at it and making a decision as to whether to purchase a home or not. So that's the reason we did it. The way we came about, we put together a task force through the South Dakota Real Estate Association. That task force worked for more than a year on this. This wasn't something that we threw together on a whim or anything like that. This task force worked for more than a year on this. Through that process, we kept the Real Estate Commission informed and involved in the process as well, and I think you might hear from them in a little bit. So, like I said, this was quite a process that we went through. Basically, first of all, very few of the questions have changed from the current disclosure to the one that we're proposing. This is a lot of other things that we think will help consumers be able to understand the disclosure better and fill it out more accurately. Some of the structural changes, if you take a look at the top of the current one, it's 4 pages long. The only address that shows is on the first page. So if I'm showing someone 5 houses and they're looking at 5 different property disclosures that don't happen to be stapled together, it's very easy to get mixed up between which houses you're looking at. So one of the changes we made is you'll notice on the top of every page of the proposed is a spot for the seller to fill out their address. So we know that the buyers are seeing an accurate and the correct property condition disclosure. Another change we made is we added a spot for buyers and sellers both to initial on the bottom of every page, so we know that they've had an opportunity to see them. We don't have that on the current form. So those are a couple things. First of all, some structural changes that we made. We also, so on the current form, there are some questions that a seller can answer, do not know, or unknown. On the proposed one, we have that option on all of the questions. And one of the reasons that we feel it's important to have a do not know answer is this. I'll give you an example. On the first page of the current property disclosure, question number 12 says, does the property currently receive the owner-occupied tax reduction pursuant to South Dakota codified law? And there's a spot for them to check yes or a spot for them to check no. There are a number of times where sellers don't know. There's times where the realtor has taken the information to the courthouse for them. They aren't even aware, but they don't have a chance to answer don't know. So what ends up happening is they leave that blank, and then no one knows whether they read it, whether they left it blank to come back to it, anything like that. And so we thought it important that if a seller doesn't know an answer, they have an option to answer that they don't know. Couple others, and I don't want to dig too deep, but I want to make sure you have the information on page 3 of the current disclosure. You'll see there's boxes there on the bottom that says hazardous conditions, and when you first glance at that, it looks like they're asking you just to answer, are you aware of hazardous conditions, methane gas? That's actually 2 different questions for them to check mark in those boxes. And I bet I see half of our property disclosure where the test perform section, this section over here, doesn't get answered because they think they're answering this and that's all it's asking for. So if you look at the hazardous conditions on the proposed ones, we put those answer columns right next to each other, and it's yes, no, yes, no. So it's very clear that there are 2 questions to ask here. Are you aware of existing conditions and have you ever tested for these existing conditions? Another update that we're making, things on the systems, the systems and utilities above that. On the old, we made some updates such as disclosing if you have a smart home system. They weren't very prevalent in 2011. They've become more prevalent, so we've added some systems like that to update that. But we also tried to clarify some things. On the current disclosure, for example, they ask the garage door opener controls, are they non-working, not working? Those are actually 3 different things. You can have a garage door that works, but the garage door opener may not, or the remotes may not. So we separated those to be very clear. That actually helps the seller, because if they have garage door remotes that don't work and they disclose it, they're disclosing that to the buyer right up front rather than when getting to closing and all of a sudden have some kind of surprise come up. So, I mean, those are some of the examples of the things that have been changed. Again, we're doing this for, actually, I forgot probably the most important one. The reason this is five pages rather than four is we've given a lot more space for a seller to be able to explain their answer. And in the current one, we don't have a lot of space for that. And that's where you really get the clarification from a seller. Have you had water in your basement before? Yes. It was a sump pump. My sump pump gave out 5 years ago. It gives them an opportunity to explain, and it gives the information to the buyer. What we want is as accurate and clear information to a buyer when they're making their final decision of potentially purchasing a home. So with that, I think I'll end my talk. I appreciate your time, and I will stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Morning. Chairman and committee members. My name is Melissa Miller, and I'm the executive director for the South Dakota Real Estate Commission. And as Mr. Krogman mentioned, the Real Estate Commission has been in review of the changes that they are making to the property disclosure and are in favor of them. We think it's good legislation, and we are supporting it. And I'll just stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Any other proponents? I think I know the answer to this question. Are there any opponents? Seeing none, there's no need for a rebuttal. So open up to the committee for questions. Very good. Well, we'll close that portion of the meeting and move to any action by the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Otten.
I'd move to pass on HB 1178.
It's been moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Kamak, to do pass on House Bill 1178. Any discussion?
I think that their improvements is stellar.
Any other? Okay. It's been moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Kamak. Do pass on House Bill 1178 to revise the seller's property condition disclosure statement. All those members who approve of House Bill 1178 will signify by saying aye. Those opposed will say nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Wismer?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Monroe? Excused. Six yeas, one excused.
With a vote of six yeas, no nays, House Bill 1178 has been approved, and the chair certifies that Bill 1178 had no opposition and will now go to the floor on the consent calendar. We move to the next item, and that's House Bill 1279, which requires property owners to receive notification of property tax reduction programs. Are there any proponents? This is highly unusual. We wish to table it.
If there's not going to be anybody here, get rid of it. If nobody wants to be here.
At the chair's discretion, if no objection, we'll discuss this another day.
Mr. DeVay,
it's House Bill. So we're fine. Okay? Okay. Any other order of business? Then the chair would entertain a motion to dismiss.
What day were we deferring it to?
The next meeting. Okay. The former chair of the Taxation Committee has advised me to tell you folks at home that we're going to defer House Bill 1279 to our next meeting. Now the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Senator Stalzer, seconded by Senator Kamak. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The meeting is going to be done, but we would sure like to know where you all are from. Good for you. You know, you just missed a really intense meeting. So, anyway, meeting is adjourned.